गिरिधारी की जय। गौरांग महाप्रभु की जय। सो टुडे वी बिगन अ पारिक्रम एट चंद्रशेखर भवन व्हिच इज द हाउस ऑफ श्री चंद्रशेखर who was the uncle of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chandrasekhar's good wife was Malati, who was the younger sister of Sachi Devi, who was the beloved wife of Sri Jagannath Mishra, and the blessed mother of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki. And this is the place that so many wonderful, beautiful pastimes occurred. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would sometimes perform wonderful dramas here. One day he called upon his devotees and he told them that I want to perform a wonderful drama. And I believe it was Bhudimant Khan who arranged the pandal and all nice arrangements. And the most intimate confidential associates of the Lord took part in the drama. Haridas Thakur played a guard of Vaikuntha. Srivas Thakur played Narada Muni. Advaitacharya, I believe, played Lord Shiva. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he first played Lakshmi Devi. And then he went into the mood of Rukmini. And he was praying the same prayers that Rukmini offered when she was begging Krishna to come and save her from being exploited by Shishupal. At that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the mood of Rukmini, began to weep such incessant tears that everyone was struck with wonder. In fact, Sachi Mata herself could not recognize who is this playing Rukmini. This is your son, Gauranga. She couldn't believe it. And then he played the part of Sri Radharani, and he was weeping, rivers and rivers of tears as she was feeling separation from Krishna after he had left for Dwarka with Akrura. In this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not actually playing roles, but he was revealing his own internal bhava, mahabhava, through the form of this drama. And it was so completely ecstatic, transcendentally satisfying to all of the devotees, that when the night was over and the sun rose, everyone was very, very sad, thinking that it would have to end. Anyways, the pastime goes on. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he lived in this place, and he established this wonderful, beautiful math. Today we have such a blessed fortune of the association of Srila Jaipatak Maharaj. Srila Jaipatak Maharaj Ki. He has been here in Mayapur since, I believe, 1970. Srila Prabhupada called him to come here. He accepted sannyas from His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, in 1970. (coughs) 23 years ago. And he has dedicated his life to this project ever since. We have all been marveling over the incredible, wonderful developments of Sri Chaitanya or Sri Mayapur Chandra Udaya Mandir. When Jaipatak Maharaj came here with Srila Prabhupada, It was nothing but a barren field. They first erected a little straw hut. And he has, on behalf of our spiritual master, performed incredible sacrifices to help develop this beautiful place of pilgrimage. And during any Navadvip Parikram, everyone is always searching for Srila Jaipatak Maharaj, because he is considered within the Hare Krishna movement the authority on Navadvip Dham. So I would like to humbly request Maharaj to speak to us about the various places. Perhaps you can first speak on how Vrindavan and Navadvip are different, and then we can go to the various places.
Non-different,
because there's so many places of Vrindavan here.
Om Agyanatim Rindasya Gyananjana Sadakaya Chakshushamil Pena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Pashati Deshitarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sivasani Gaur Bhakta Vrinda
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mukakuroti bachalang pangulangayate giringat kipat mahang bande sigurung dinatarinang paramanandramadhu sri chaitanyeshwara. I am very, feel myself very fortunate to be here in association with so many devotees who are absorbed in chanting the holy names. Harivo! 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 No qualification to discuss about the holy dham of Navadvip. Its unlimited glories are beyond the description of any one. Even Ananta Dev is constantly glorifying Lord Chaitanya's unlimited qualities. He cannot find the end, even though he has thousands of miles of all spiritual potency. Still, for our purification, try to say something about Mayapur, Navadvip Dham's unlimited glories. As His Holiness Ramanath Swami Maharaj mentioned, we're at Mamu Thakur's, Chandrasekhar's ashram. Just at the gate when you entered, you saw the temple. Did everyone see the temple? You came by the samadhi. You saw the samadhi. Just came straight here and did kirtan. So when you, at this gate, where probably many will leave eventually, there's a small temple with the deities of Chandrasekhar and Malati. And this also a place where Lord Chaitanya Nityananda came here. The day after Lord Nityananda came to Navadvip Mayapur Dham and was rejoined with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the day after they did the first Harinam through the streets, and the next day Lord Chaitanya was here with Srivas and all the other devotees and Chandrasekhar, and Srivas was chanting. And then Nityananda Prabhu came, and then Because this is the second day, they were still like almost meeting for the first day. So then Lord Nityananda, when he saw Lord Chaitanya, he couldn't help but say, "Gauranga!" And when Lord Chaitanya saw Nityananda, he couldn't help but say, "Nityananda! Gauranga! Nityananda! Gauranga! Nityananda!" They ran to each other and embraced. And tears were flowing from their eyes. And then Lord Chaitanya motioned to Srivas to chant the holy name, chant Krishna Leela. So then Srivas Thakur started to sing bhajans, kirtans, glorifying, Leela kirtans, glorifying Lord Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan. And when he started to describe Krishna and Balaram going out in the, with the cowherd boys and taking the cows, then Nityananda went into ecstasy. And he started feeling so much separation from Vrindavan. He just like sat on the ground and he was just like stunned. And then Srivas kept on chanting, and then he jumped up. It was like more than he could bear. He just started shouting, "Krishna!
Krishna!
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 Krishna!"
He started jumping from this side to that side. And the devotees, they thought he was going to injure himself. He just flying and jumping. They tried to grab him to hold him, but even five men couldn't tackle him, couldn't hold him down. He just was so much ecstasy, shouting, "Krishna, Krishna!
Krishna, Krishna!
Krishna, Krishna!
Krishna,
Krishna!
Krishna, Krishna!"
And finally, Lord Chaitanya, he went and grabbed Nityananda Prabhu. When Lord Chaitanya touched Nityananda Prabhu, then he just like became completely melted. And Lord Chaitanya sat down and Nityananda's head was on his lap. And like Nityananda was just saying, "Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna."
And then like Lord Chaitanya was crying and the tears of his eyes were washing the face of Lord Nityananda. All of a sudden, Lord Chaitanya, he started feeling so much separation for Krishna that he became overwhelmed. "Krishna, Krishna!
Krishna, Krishna!
Oh, Krishna, Krishna!
Oh, Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna!" And Lord Nityananda sat up and took Lord Chaitanya's head on his lap. Then he was crying and his tears were washing the face of Lord Chaitanya. Like this, the devotees are watching, totally amazed. What is going on? Gadadhara Prabhu was watching. He couldn't believe how they reversed position. He said, "This is just like Ananta Sesha carrying Mahavishnu in the causal ocean. How Balaram Nitai is carrying Lord Chaitanya now on his lap." Nithai Gaura Brahmavandi! So like that, so many pastimes happen here. This was next to the Shiva's Angan, one of the favorite places where Lord Chaitanya met. So you have also enhanced these pastimes. It says in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, "Adya piha lila kore gora rai kono kono bhagyavan deke bari pai." Even today, these transcendental pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are continuing. Those who have the spiritual vision, who are very fortunate, they can see them. Hari Bol!
Hari Bol!
So this Sankirtan movement is part of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Participating in the Sankirtan movement is for purifying the entire world. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur our Paramaraja, Param Guru, our respected grandfather, spiritual master, he requested his followers to do Navadvip Parikrama, because by doing Navadvip Parikrama, the whole world will become purified, the whole world will be filled with bhakti. So, here Navadvip and Vrindavan are not different. But Vrindavan and Mayapur, although they're not different, here all the places of Vrindavan you will find is Radha Kunda, Shyama Kunda, Giri Govardhan. Here Srila Vishnupad Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur has constructed the Radha Kunda and Shyama Kunda. And you can see also Govardhan. Remembering all the pastime places of Radha and Krishna. Here he sometimes sat in the deity room of Gandharvika Giridhari Gauranga Mahaprabhu and discussed his preaching plans with the deities. His house is just where he was residing, is behind the temple, maybe 100 meters. The Samadhi Mandir of Gaurakishor Das Babaji is 50 meters to this side. Just you can see through the window there, that's the temple. Just opposite is the Bhajan Kuti of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, where he would chant hundreds of thousands of holy names. Navadvip has got a specialty. Navadvip is called Adoriya Dham, and Vrindavan is called Madhuriya Dham. Jagannath Puri is Aishwarya. Jagannath Puri, Lord Jagannath is worshipped with great opulence. But in Vrindavan, the Lord is worshipped with spontaneous love and devotion. And the Madhurya Rasa is the topmost form of serving the Lord there. So the whole Vrindavan is therefore known as Madhurya Dham or Madhurya Leela. This Navadvip is our Audhurya. Audhurya means unlimited mercy, just giving out the mercy. But you probably discussed this already, huh? The giving out the mercy, or Lord Chaitanya is in the mood of simply giving out unconditionally unlimited mercy. And therefore, in this age of Kali, where other dhams gradually reduce their potency because of the influence of all the sinful reactions being accumulated in the holy places, the Navadvip dham's potency goes on increasing. And by doing Navadvip Parikrama, that potency is also expanded into the devotees' hearts and expands throughout the whole universe and the whole world. So there's a very great opportunity to be in this sacred Audhurya Dham. It was predicted that this will be flooded and covered with water for hundreds of years after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, and then the land will come again above the Ganges. It will be open fields, and there, in the middle of those fields, there will be a spiritual city, and a wonderful temple will also be built. Tomorrow when we go to Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house, you can see from that house he had the vision. He could see the temple and the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, there's, as I said, unlimited things we can say. I'm only worrying about getting the Jagannath temple also before the temple. Usually Jagannath might take rest at 1 to get darshan before then. And still there's so many places to see here. Usually have you gone around this temple? You see here in Bengali it is saying, Brahma Sutra Akritim Bhasha Sarva Vedanta Sar Srimad Bhagavatir Nirnito Achintya Veda Veda Siddhanta. This is the inconceivable, simultaneously one and different philosophy or Siddhanta conclusion of the Vedas, which is a natural understanding given by the Srimad Bhagavatam, and which is the true explanation without any cheating propensity of the Brahma Sutra or Vedanta Sutra. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has presented this Achintya Veda Veda Tattva. In this temple, on the four sides of the temple, Jai Giridhari Gandharika Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki. Jai Gandhari Giridhari Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki. So what we'll do a parikrama around, you'll see that the four Vaishnava Acharyas are in the four corners. Ramanuja, Nimbarka, then Vishnu Swami, who is the predecessor of Balavacharya, and then also Madhvacharya, our own Madhvacharya, and their worshipable deity of Brahma, the four Kumaras, Lakshmi, and Mahadev. So we do a circumambulation. We shouldn't sit while they're offering arti. Anyway, so we'll do a circumambulation. Come around. Then we'll go quickly to Gaurakishore Das Babaji's ashram, do circumambulation, and then go over to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's Samadhi Mandir. Because they're all going to close within 20 minutes, so we should just... Does that make sense? Hare Krishna.